In more national news, healthcare is on the front line of the climate crisis, both as an upstream aggravator and a downstream healer. According to the White House, the U.S. healthcare sector is responsible for about 8.5% of all greenhouse gas GHG emissions, which contributes significantly to the climate crisis and to many public health problems. Climate change can cause or worsen asthma, allergies, heart disease, mental health, malnutrition, lung cancer, and waterborne and vector-borne illnesses. Extreme weather events can disrupt healthcare access, delivery, and supply chains. Health disparities due to race, ethnicity, and low resources are worsened. On Earth Day, April 22, 2022, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, also known as the HHS, and the White House issued a call to action for the healthcare sector to help fix the climate crisis. Federal health systems like the Veterans Health Administration and many leading health systems across the country are already taking action to reduce their GHG emissions. HHS asked healthcare institutions to sign a healthcare system climate, also known as the HCSC pledge, to reduce emissions and to protect their communities from a changing climate. On June 30th, the Biden-Harris administration announced that 61 of the largest U.S. hospital and health sector companies have signed the pledge. Of this group, Atrium Health has hospitals and medical schools in North Carolina, and DaVita has kidney dialysis centers in Western North Carolina. In order to preserve a livable Earth and reduce the environmental impacts of climate change, the average global temperatures will need to be held to 1.5 degrees Celsius, equivalent to 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit, above the pre-industrial levels of the late 1800s. Currently, our planet is 1.1 degrees Celsius, equivalent to 2.0 degrees Fahrenheit, warmer, and GHG emissions continue to rise, perpetuating the problem. For a livable climate, these emissions will need to be net zero, according to the United Nations, when atmospheric emissions are completely absorbed naturally by the oceans and forests. The Paris Agreement of 2015, signed by 193 countries and the European Union, recommends that GHG emissions be reduced to 45% of 2010 levels by 2030 and approach net zero by 2050. The HCSC pledge asks each hospital and health system to reduce GHG emissions to 50% of their 2008 levels by 2030 and be carbon neutral by 2050. Designate an executive level sustainability leader and develop a climate resilience plan for their facilities and community by the end of 2023. And conduct an inventory of indirect emissions by the end of 2024.